On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 30 grade in die Sarim Johannesburg 24.
Project Lane on the N12 westbound, keen traffic towards the R558 exit.
Ons kop af by die Madlanga Kommissie van ondersoek na inmenging in die regstelsel. Die geskorste adjunkt van die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie, Julius Mkhwanazi, het sy verhouding met Vusimusi Matlala verdedig. Matlala word geïmpliseer by verskeie ongeruimthede in die kommissie, maar Mkhwanazi hou vol dat hulle interaksie professioneel was, Anastasia Mokgobo het meer.
Mkhwanazi told the commission he first met Matlala shortly after the 2021 local government elections. They were introduced during a meeting facilitated by his colleagues in community safety alongside Medicaid 24 director Mike van Veek. He confirmed that Matlala's VIP security company later provided VIP protection for then Mayor Tanya Campbell during her State of the City address.
I went to Mike again and said, Mike, man, we've got these guys. What will have the state of the city? And I'm told that they are threats. And the threats were very clear that are coming from African National Congress when I was briefed.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In Alexandra het die polisie 2 lyfwagte buite die Landroshof in hegtenis geneem omdat hulle 2 onwettige semi-outomatiese AKM4 wapens en ammunisie by hulle gehad het. Die mans onderskeidelik 24 en 36 het volgens die polisie woordvoerder Athlenda Mate saam met 'n aangeklaagde by die hof opgedaag, maar sy sê daar is streng prosedure.
It's quite important that security officials or bodyguards, when they report on duty and they're handed over with firearms, that the person responsible must issue them a permit for carrying the firearms. But also, that particular security official must be in possession of a competency certificate.
En die gesondheidsombud het vandag gewaarsku dat onstabiele leierskap en die voortsleepende aanstel van waarnemende posisies in hospitale lei tot swak aanspreeklikheid en lae moreel onder werknemers. Professor Taole Mokwena het vandag terugvoer gegee oor 'n ondersoek na die dood van 2 pasiënte in onderskeidelik die Wits Donald Gordon Mediese Sentrum en die Pietersburg Provinsiale Tersiêre Hospitaal.
Leadership failures and extended acting positions undermine accountability and morale. Cumulative effect of these systemic failures in the denial of is a denial of safe quality health care and a direct violation of the Constitution of the Republic.
En die syde buiteland, die swak gehalte lug in Indiese hoofstad New Delhi is so erg dat het minstens 200.000 gevalle van akute respiratoriese siektes veroorsaak het. Die syfer is afkomstig van gevalle in staatshospitale tussen 2022 en 2024. Nou die stad met sowat 30 miljoen inwoners word gereeld geklassificeer as een van die wêreld se mees besoedelde stede. Ek's Marlene Frischer, meer nuus om 3.